Without actually naming any names, the outgoing Czech president, Václav Klaus, appears to have endorsed Miloš Zeman ahead of the second round of the election to succeed him at Prague Castle. Mr. Klaus said he hoped his successor would be someone who has spent his life in this country, which would rule out Mr. Zeman's rival, Karel Schwarzenberg, who lived abroad for 40 years. But what effect will Mr. Klaus's comments have on the race? Jan Richter reports.
In a brief interview for Czech radio on a ski slope in South Bohemia on Thursday, President Václav Klaus finally spoke about his favorite in the second round of the Czech presidential elections, which gets underway in 8 days. The outgoing head of state, whose second and final term at the castle ends in March, said his successor ought to be someone who has shared the country's troubled fate.
What's important to me is that the next president is someone who belongs to this country, who's part of it and has spent his life here, has lived through its bad and good times. That's my only concern. If anything's been important to me, it's that this small country survives and doesn't dissolve in Europe like a sugar cube in a cup of coffee.
It's clear that Mr. Klaus's remarks only apply to one candidate. While former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman has lived all his life in this country, the Foreign Minister, Karel Schwarzenberg, left Czechoslovakia with his aristocratic family in 1948, aged 11, to escape persecution by the communist regime. Over the next 4 decades, he lived on family estates in Western Europe, mainly in Austria. Due to a centuries-old family tradition, he also holds a Swiss passport. In a Czech radio debate between the presidential candidates on Wednesday, Mr. Schwarzenberg addressed the concerns of a listener who accused him of being a foreigner.
As for me being labelled an Austrian, it's true that I lived there for a long time. But I've never been a citizen of that country. I've never given up my Czechoslovak citizenship. But I have been faced with this prejudice all my life and I'm used to it. Some things are just thrown at you and there's nothing you can do about it. Another matter altogether is that in 1948 I left this country involuntarily.
The question is what impact Mr. Klaus's endorsement of Miloš Zeman might have on the race. Those who voted for Mr. Schwarzenberg in the first round probably know his life story well already. With Václav Klaus being the divisive figure he is, and his recent amnesty causing such an uproar, his recommendation could in fact benefit his rival, says commentator Jiří Pehe.
Endorsing someone like Zeman may seem that he wants a politician for president who will basically follow in Klaus's footsteps. And to follow in Klaus's footsteps right now may not be the most popular thing one may think of. So I would argue that this may not be what some commentators have ironically called the kiss of death, but at the same time, it is not something that will help Miloš Zeman. In fact, it may help Karel Schwarzenberg.
Analyst Jiří Pehe, ending that report by Jan Richter.